keeping well water safe to drink. In Colorado's San Luis Valley, which is bordered by the San Juan and Sangre de Cristo Mountains in the south-central part of the state, nearly one-third of all residents get their drinking water from wells that are connected to an extensive shared aquifer. Since well water is not regulated as our municipal water supplies, well users are responsible for safekeeping their own water. Perry Cabot, a water resources specialist with Colorado State University Extension and the Colorado Water Institute, says most people drinking well water are unaware of this responsibility.
If you're not on a municipal water system, there is no federal mandate that requires your water to be of any quality whatsoever. If you're drinking that water, and it's your responsibility. It's not the city's responsibility to fix it. And most people just, they're not even aware.
In 2009, the Environmental Protection Agency helped fund a community collaborative led by the San Luis Valley Ecosystem Council to hold a series of forums on well water safety and hand out free water quality test kits. CSU Extension helped develop the educational forums and provided informative handouts, a DVD, and an online water quality interpretation tool. CSU Extension also trained county public health nurses and San Luis Valley Ecosystem Council staff. These professionals then led a total of 13 forums throughout 5 counties in the spring of 2009. Perry Cabot was pleased to partner with the people in this area.
I'm proud of the fact that we were able to develop a program in an area where without Extension's presence, and it may not come back, really. We're still doing, you know, the work I think we should be doing by, you know, working with locals and people that have an interest in this.
In all, 337 participants attended the forums and took home test kits and educational resources. Extension paid for nitrate analysis in 100 of the 300 households that tested their water. 6 months after the forums, the San Luis Valley Ecosystem Council Collaborative conducted a follow-up participant survey. It found that 97% of respondents reported that they were better able to monitor and maintain their well. 95% started a well record file, and 96% planned to have their well tested again in the future. Perry Cabot takes pride in who he worked with and what the program accomplished.
I like the fact that we were able to utilize local partners who had an interest in the kind of work that, you know, the university should be interested in and wants to do, and that we were able to have an impact, really, in terms of, you know, actually getting some results for people.
Due to CSU Extension's assistance, the San Luis Valley Ecosystem Council Collaborative was awarded additional EPA funding for continued environmental risk assessment throughout the valley. The partnership created long-term environmental health solutions that county public health nurses are now carrying forward in accordance with mandates from the Colorado Public Health Act of 2008. Perry Cabot believes this program can be duplicated across the state.
We've got people that have second homes that, you know, live up in West Cliff and, you know, all through Colorado, that, you know, they live in Texas, you know, year-round, and then they come over to here, and they don't really know how to operate their wells or, you know, where to get it checked or tested or anything like that. I think it has broad applicability to those folks as well. There's absolutely no reason why this same kind of program could not be done, A, because we have the materials, and B, because now it's required. I mean, it's part of the mandate.
For Colorado State University Extension, I'm Kyle Garrett.